As I mentioned, we'll talk about thankfulness over the next few services, and don't want to cover it all in one. I'll just be repeating everything, so don't expect it all tonight. But just want to talk a little bit tonight and look at the book of Colossians, Colossians chapter 1. I'll read verses 3 through 17 in a moment, but I'm going to talk a little bit tonight about being thankful. Boy, as I mentioned, what a world that we live in today. When's the last time I remember a time in my life, and there's some in our church that do this now, and I'm grateful for it, but I remember it was an everyday staple when somebody done something for you that you said thank you, sent them a little note. And I think today we've gotten lazy because of smartphones, and we send texts, or we get too busy, then we forget and we don't do it. We don't keep the thank you cards, the birthday cards, the Christmas cards, the congratulation cards in stock at home like we used to. And it used to be almost a regular staple to send out or to hand out or to slip in someone's chair at church a little thank you, whether it have your name on or just anonymous, just to say thank you maybe for something little they did that maybe they didn't realize no one recognized, but you did. And you appreciate them for what they did. So I want to talk just about just a couple of things tonight. We won't be too long, and want to carry it over, and I want to encourage you to, though we may think about it during this holiday season, if we're not careful, and to be honest, I don't know about you, I'm having a hard time focusing on Christmas because, Thanksgiving, because I've already been to the garage and hauled down all of the boxes for Christmas. Got boxes all in the living room. And Michelle and her brace and her little grabber is unlocking and unpacking and doing things a little at a time. Our daughter Kayla's helping her. So we've got a tree that's put up and lights about a third of the way up. And we're still working on it, boxes and things everywhere. And the good thing about it getting done is she'll be done. The bad thing when she's done, I got to put all those empty boxes back on the racks in the garage. But eventually we're going to get there. But if we're not careful, we almost like we fly by Thanksgiving and get ready for Christmas. Already things are coming out in the stores and getting ready for Christmas. But let's not allow the aspect of thankfulness get by and only look at it once a year. But something that should be part of our regular vocabulary, our daily life, or the way that we express things. This is a lengthy passage, but let's go ahead and read Colossians chapter 1, verses 3 through 17. We give thanks to God and the Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you. Since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love which ye have all to all the saints, for the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof ye have heard before the word of the truth of the gospel, which is come unto you as it is in all the world and bringeth forth fruit, as it doeth also in you, since the day ye heard of it and knew the grace of God in truth. As ye also learn of Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is for you a faithful minister of Christ, who also declared unto you, unto us, your love in the Spirit. For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that ye all be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, unto all patience and longsuffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who have delivered us from the power of darkness and have translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins, who is in the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him, and he is before all things, and by him all things consist. Now, a little lengthy passage there, but as we think about the thought tonight about being thankful, you know, an ungrateful person must be the most miserable person living and must be living an awful life. We've all seen folks that just look miserable. They look like they've lost their best friend. But the problem is that every time we see them, that's what they look like. And as believers, it shouldn't be that way with us. Aren't you thankful that you're a happy believer? Now, we're aware of that. The old song we used to sing with the children, are you happy and you know it? Say amen, you know. Are you saved and you know it? Clap your hands. We're to have that joyful aspect of thankfulness. Now, I'll be honest with you. Here lately, the world that we're living in, there's sometimes it's really frustrating. But you know, there's still things we can be thankful for. There's still things that we can appreciate and be thankful for. is done, and not like the world. Romans 1:21, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful. And that's exactly the world that we're living in today. People are just not appreciative or thankful. People going on rants. People are losing their mind. You hear about that? Heard about that lady several months ago that was stood up and was marching down the central aisle of the airplane on a big ramp and going off on everybody. Well, she got fined $39,000 and she owes the airlines. It's about time they're starting to catch up with the people that are having them divert their flights and go back because people don't know how to behave in an airline. People don't know how to behave in public, but it happens. But folks, that's the world that we're living in. And if we're going to come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, we need to be different that people will see that we are distinctly different. Number one, what we should be thankful unto God for. Now, there is a whole list. This is just a few things. I'm sure you can think of some things to add it. But let's go ahead and start off with the best one. I'm thankful for a Savior. Amen? I'm thankful for a Savior. I'm thankful that I know that I know that I know that I'm saved and on my way to heaven. Suppose there was no way for men to be saved. What if there was nothing? No Savior. No thought of the afterlife or what it may or what it may not be. Luke chapter 2 and verse 11 tells us, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Boy, I'm so grateful and happy and thankful for a Savior. Second Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 15. Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. I'm not only happy about a Savior and thankful for a Savior, but also that we are not dead and in hell. But folks, it can always be worse. I'm grateful for parents, especially a dad and some other people in my life that would encourage me, and a youth pastor that I had when I got into mully grubs and all discouraged. They would remind me how it could be worse. In fact, I had a youth pastor that pulled me aside and said, well, I don't want to tell you everything, but you know, you think you're feeling bad? You know one of your fellow teenagers here with us tonight? Don't try to figure out who it is. I won't tell you. And he went on to tell a little bit of story about them. All of a sudden, I felt like, well, my problems are nothing. My problems are nothing compared to what they are going through. Millions are dead and in hell today. Millions more that will be. And who can give thanks in hell? Nobody. We're to give thanks while we have the opportunity to give thanks. No one, according to Luke chapter 6. Not only something that we should be thankful for, thankful unto God for, a Savior, that we're not dead and in hell, and then also that we do not have the marks of God's displeasure upon us. That we do not have the marks of God's displeasure upon us. Are we keeping those short accounts, desiring to serve the Lord? Lord, forgive me when I've done wrong. Help me to make things right in the way that I should. And we know. Michelle doesn't have to tell me when she's upset with me. You don't have to tell me. I can tell by her response without saying a word, the look on her face or the tone or wherever it may. Come on, gentlemen, you know what I'm talking about. You know? And there's no reason why we shouldn't also know when we displease the Lord. The Holy Spirit tells us, we know from the Word of God, sometimes we know when we actually do it, say it, wish we could reach out and pull it back, we know, boom, right then, that we have displeased the Lord. What should we be thankful for unto God? A Savior, that we're not dead and in hell, and that we do not have marks of God's displeasure upon us. Here's what's a good thing about it when we do wrong. We can say, Lord, I'm sorry, please forgive me. And He does. He does. The only problem I have with Michelle, she forgives me, she just don't forget. No. I'm thankful that's one thing that our Lord chooses to do, and that is forget. He chooses to do so. Number two, here's the why. Why should we be thankful unto God? Why should we be thankful unto God? First one there, because it is the will of God. Well, that's easy. It's the will of God for us to be thankful according to the Word of God. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Give thanks, again, in everything. Now, sometimes it's a little hard to give thanks when you stub your toe, miss the nail and hit the different nail on your thumb. But, you know, it could be worse. Well, Lord, I missed the nail, hit my thumb, but at least I didn't fall off the ladder. I mean, we could think of something to be thankful for, and in all things we should be thankful. Let me encourage you to make it a habit in your prayer life that you spend the time after you have your devotion, your prayer life, beginning, the middle, however you want to do it, but it's just a time of thankfulness. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that I woke up breathing. Thank you, Lord, that I didn't overlook, and we do have coffee beans to have coffee this morning. Thank you, Lord, that we have all that we need. Thank you, Lord, and the list could go on and on and on. There are some mornings when the girls stay overnight with us, and I'm not always real happy when I wake up or when I have an opportunity that I might get to sleep in just a little bit, but they get up early and wake me up. I'm not always thankful, but then I get up and I walk out, and I remember the opportunity says, you know, here's the three girls I get to spend time with that I didn't with the other six grandchildren. They might have woke me up, but that's just fine. I'll just go in there and have a little fun with them. There's always something we can look at to be thankful and appreciate it for what the Lord has done. Let's make sure, because it is the will of God. The next, why should we be thankful unto God? Not only because it's the will of God, but because it makes us sweet in our soul. You ever seen a thankful person that looked like they've been sucking on lemons all day? No, they're happy. They're grateful. They're thankful. They're excited about what the Lord has done. It's the exact opposite. Psalm 92 in verse number 1. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name. Well, how exciting it is. I've yet to see anyone to be thankful and praise the Lord and give a testimony that, well, I just want to thank God that today has been a good day. No, it's just they're happy, they're grateful. And folks, sometimes if nothing else, you wake up on the wrong side of the bed, the answer is not to go back in bed and roll over and get on the other side. The answer is spend some time with the Lord and then begin to be thankful for what the Lord has done for you, what He's provided, what He has given, what He has spared you from. Hey, folks, we can go on and on, but think about it even here tonight. I'm thankful that I wasn't born in the Middle East. I'm thankful that I wasn't born in Eastern Europe, Ukraine, or Russia right now with all that's going on. I'm thankful I wasn't born in you feel in the communist country, and the list goes on. I'm glad, thankful for what the Lord has provided. Let's not take these things for granted because it is the will of God, because it makes us sweet in our soul, and then because it opens the windows of heaven. Ungratefulness will close the windows of heaven to us. Folks, I don't know about you. As a father and as a grandfather, I'm always happy to be a blessing to my kids and to my grandchildren when they're well-behaved and they're good and they're happy, and especially when they want to crawl up in my lap and tell me how good and how I'm the favorite and how handsome I am. Little Thea, she's always, boys are handsome, girls are beautiful. And she tells me that at least once a week and reminds me that I'm a man and I'm handsome. You know, who doesn't want those things? Just the blessings and being a blessing to others. The Bible is very clear. We shovel out blessings and give unto the Lord, and the Lord gives back. And His shovel is much bigger than ours. Give, and it shall be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over is how God gives back and blesses us. Let's be a grateful people, not just because of a season, not because it's almost time to get buttered up and fattened up from turkey and dressing and pie and all that good stuff. That's an enjoyable time, but we're to be happy all the year through and thankful for the goodness of God. We'll also even talk a little bit about thankfulness in our bulletin and devotions the next few Sundays as well. Number three, see the why, now the when. When should we be thankful unto God? When should we be thankful unto God? Because that's pretty easy. We've already mentioned it once. At all times. All the time. There's not a time in our life. Folks, when we first came to Arizona, I was like, $4 a gallon for fuel? Well, it should have been, well, Lord, boy, at least it's a less than $12 what we were paying in Europe. Well, Lord, at least praise the Lord, I've got the money to fill my tank. So many others are counting pennies. Folks, I can remember as a teenager where I got a car and Dad told me this, okay, son, the first time I hear the tires barking, you're paying for the next set. You will take care of that vehicle. You'll make sure it has gas in it in case I need it, in case your mom needs it. You will make sure it has fuel in it. Folks, I tell you what, I used to invite some people and let me take them to school on my way to school to ball practice, hoping some change would fall out of their pockets in the back seat. I'd be digging through the back seats looking for change, helping other people, volunteer to clean mama's car and dad's car. Look, that was back when I could get gas for like, what, 93 cents a gallon or a little over a dollar. Well, I was scrounging for change to fill up because going to school and working a little and ball season wasn't working. But dad said, hey, bud, you got to manage your money. Just because you got a dollar a day, you may not have anything tomorrow. You better put some of it away. I'm glad my dad taught me that principle. But we should be thankful unto God at all times, not just once a year. Psalm 34:1, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. Do we praise the God? Do we praise the Heavenly Father on a regular basis? Or is it just seasonal or when things go well? When's the last time we just praise the Lord for no, not expecting nothing from God, just happy in the Lord? That ought to be something we do on a regular basis. And then not only at all times, but let's go ahead and break it down a little more. Every morning and evening. 1 Chronicles 23:30. Stand every morning to give thanks and praise the Lord, and likewise at evening. We're to be praising God on a regular basis, often. Every time a certain season comes around, usually the fall. I love soup. I love it when it starts to get cold. That means I get soup at least one meal every single day. If I could have it for two meals, I'd be a happy camper. I like soup. And Michelle always knows when I'm up to something or when I ask her about a meal or about a soup or something coming up, because all of a sudden she feels like, well, what are you so happy and giddy about? What are you so complimentary about? What is it that you want? Well, she picks up on it real quick. It shouldn't be that way with our Lord. We should be bragging on Him and praising Him for no other reasons than I know I'm saved and on my way to heaven. Not because I need to follow it up with a request. Not because, oh, by the way, Lord, now that I've told you how good you are, will you? No, it should be something we do on a regular basis at all times, morning and evening. And then another verse of Scripture helps us: at midnight. Now, I'm not asking you to set your clock to get up at midnight to praise the Lord. Just another example that should be ready, willing to do it all the time. The Bible says in Psalm 119:62, at midnight will I rise to give thanks unto thee because of thy righteous judgments. Acts 16:25, and at midnight Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. Yes, they were in prison for the wrong reason. They were put in prison for preaching the gospel, but yet at midnight they were singing praises unto God and got the attention of the guards. Folks, I don't think we need to go out and sing praises unto the Lord at midnight through our neighborhood. But I think maybe if we just sung praises unto the Lord and lived like we praised Him and loved Him and appreciated Him, that might be just enough to get somebody curious enough about what's so different about my neighbor. What's so different about this new customer? What's so different about this? Folks, if I want to be accused of anything, I want to be accused of someone that's smiling and happy all the time. And what's the old saying? Smile. People will wonder what you're up to. Yeah. Believers, in closing, believers should be the happiest and the most thankful people known to mankind. Believers should be the happiest and most thankful people known to mankind. Why? Because we're saved and we know it. We're on our way to heaven. We know the task has been completed. We have the opportunity to serve Him while we're here waiting on His return. And my future is secure in Him. Folks, if that can't make you happy, it doesn't make you happy, something's wrong. And we're going to get excited about that and be prepared and ready to share with others, because God's got a lot more love to give. And there's still many more that need to hear again and again, and some that may need to hear it again for the first time. So let's remember during this season and all throughout the year, let's be thankful. And once in a while, tell somebody what you're thankful for and why that you're thankful. Let's pray. Lord, we love You and we thank You for Your goodness, the blessings of joy, of service, and of fellowship. Father, bless our time of fellowship as we dismiss and continue about the rest of our week. Lord, I pray that You be uplifted and glorified in and through our lives. And Father, help us to be a grateful, thankful people, and help us to carry and have the lips of praise, the words of praise upon our lips for others to hear and others to see in our life. And we'll be careful to thank You and praise You for it. For we ask these things in Christ's name with thanksgiving. Amen. All right, the Lord loves you and I love you. If I can be helped you in any way.